The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Randy Edsall. The Terrapins are 0-1 in Big Ten play and 2-3 overall. Maryland visits Ohio State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Well, I thought we played pretty well defensively last week, other than maybe about three or four plays, but thought our kids did a really good job, and just disappointed that we couldn't capitalize on some of the opportunities that we had from an offensive standpoint in that game on the plus side of the territory there. So again, we came out on the wrong side of where we wanted to be, and now we head to Ohio State with a tremendous challenge and great opportunity, and to play against a team that's playing very, very well, and with 18 straight wins and 25 straight conference victories. So we've got our work cut out for us.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from the line of Tim May from the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Coach, I was wondering if when you watch video of Ohio State, how much number 11, Von Bell, the safety, jumps out at you?
Well, they have a talented secondary, and Von Bell's an excellent player. And they have excellent all their players on defense do a really good job. They have a really good scheme that they run, and very, very talented people.
And the other thing, Ezekiel Elliott, Ohio State's running back, from what you've seen of him on video, what would you say makes him special?
Well, he's a young man that has tremendous speed. He's has good explosion. You got to tackle him. You just can't bump into him. He's just a great back that runs extremely hard and has good speed as well.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Jim Macy from Columbus Dispatch.
Coach, when you recruited William Likely, did you recruit him also as a kick returner? And if that's so, has he become better at it in the time that he's been with you? And how does that help even the offense to have somebody like that on your team?
Well, when we recruited Will, yes, we did recruit him with that in mind, as being a punt returner and a kick returner for us. And I do think that he has gotten better since he's been here. I think he really understands the schemes that we're employing, but he also has a knack, and he also has the vision to see the big picture from distance and to understand what cuts he needs to make to help himself. And I think he does a good job of setting up blockers as well on punt returns. And again, the thing that I like is that each and every day that we go to practice, he's always practicing, to get better. Just in terms of how to square the ball up, don't drift, look it all the way in, doing those sort of things that makes him very good fundamentally. And you can see the technique that he uses. But he's a weapon, and we think that, and he feels that, every time he touches the ball, he can take it the distance. And one thing is, it helps our other guys, because they know if they can, they make their block and sustain their block, we got a guy back there who can put points on the board, or who can really change the dynamics of the field position game for us.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Randy. Obviously, it's not been the start that you guys wanted. Can you pinpoint kind of what's gone wrong?
Well, I think what's happened is we just haven't played consistently enough. The last two ball games, we haven't really we only generated 6 points, and we have mistakes. Turnovers are hurting us offensively. And then just can't get into any rhythm, and which makes it hard. You know, defensively, we played better this past week. And again, I think the one thing is theirs. It's just that we've just got to continue to be, you know, more consistent. And guys just making sure that they execute their assignment and do that. And that's what we've got to do is get more consistent on both sides. And then the other thing is we've got to take advantage of the opportunities. We've had the ball in good field positions, and we've moved the ball in to put it in good field position, and then we end up, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot. And that's the thing that we have to do as we continue to move forward.
And when you watch Ohio State, I mean, they're 5-0, but a lot of people around here don't think they've played close to their potential. What do you see when you watch Ohio State?
I see a very good football team. I see a team that's undefeated. And I think that in this day and age, it's hard to be undefeated. But I see an outstanding team that is a team of a lot of talent and a team that, like I said, is undefeated. And that's the bottom line.
Thank you, Randy.
Yep.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question. And we have a follow-up question from the line of Jim Massey from Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Coach, just one on Brad Craddock. Has it been kind of frustrating not to be able to use him more this year? And what do you have to do to be able to get him more opportunities?
Well, we got to stop turning the ball over and put the ball in the position where we can use him to kick field goals.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we've got to do, and we haven't been able to do that. And yeah, it is. You know, it is disappointing because, you know, he's a weapon. And pretty much any time you put him out there, you know you're going to have at least 3 points. And we just haven't moved the ball well enough to get ourselves in those situations, you know, for him. And then when we have had the situations, we've ended up, you know, scoring touchdowns and didn't allow opportunities, which is what you want. But, yeah, we'd like to have more opportunities for him, but it just hasn't worked out. But he's outstanding. Brad is just the best kicker in the country, and, you know, another guy that just works extremely hard, you know, each and every day at perfecting his craft and being the best he can be.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Tim May from the Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, Randy, again, I was wondering, your quarterback situation, is that up in the air right now, or is Caleb still your guy? Just what, as you move forward right now, what is your situation there?
Our situation, it could be, you know, Dax Garmon, it could be Perry Hills, or it could be Caleb Rowe, and, you know, we'll know that as, you know, we come out to take the field on Saturday.
Yeah, and I guess, for want of another word, are you just looking for consistency there? What are you, you know, what are you pressing those guys about what you want from that position at this point?
Well, we need somebody to go out there and just lead our team and move our team down the field and generate points and don't turn the ball over and just execute the game plan that that we're going to have in place. And then, like I said, and also to be a leader for us, you know, out there as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Appreciate it.